Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the hashtag #IMomSoHard podcast.
Yeah.
You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, wherever you darn well choose. You can also find us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, sometimes TikTok.
Not really, but we're getting there. You can find us on TikTok. It's not our TikTok channel.
Yeah, you can find Kristen watching TikTok. Yeah,
don't worry about it. You can't see me watching it, right?
Does the camera go this way?
Does the camera go that way? Oh my God, nightmare. They'll be like, yeah, all you search is thirst traps. Shut up.
Always how I feel like when I get on plastic surgery sites, I'm like, oh God,
they can see me.
I'm going to send this to my mom.
Well, who cares? They're going to send it. I feel like if they can see me on a plastic surgery website, they're like, you're here for a reason.
Oh boy.
We have a list for you.
How about a discount? Here's a coupon code.
Let's get you scheduled. Let's do something for that chin, shall we?
Which is why we're getting thong bikinis.
Right. So today's subject, the most wonderful subject, and we're almost out of summer. Hot girl summer is almost over. Which is not something we were part of.
No,
we were part
I've actually been
average
hashtagging
mom summer.
below average
mom summer, and yeah, I'm fine with it.
Barely
C passes.
Counts.
A C passes.
Yeah, so swimsuits have taken a turn for the...
We can really get in a conversation about this because I don't hate it.
You don't?
Tell me more.
Okay,
so this swimsuit trend, you guys have seen it, is like... It's the thong. Now, there are these full, all of them.
Okay.
There's degrees of thong. There is the string up the butt that does not look like anything. And if it's on me, definitely looks like my ass swallowed it. Like,
yeah,
it's just like string up the, which I've never even put one on.
I mean, there's a girl at our pool that wears a swimsuit that's got a macrame back to it. And I'm like, I know
those are very popular too.
I swear to God, she's got a plan up that keister.
What do you mean?
Well, like one of those macrame plant hangers that they used to make. Your grandma had them hanging in the...
Thank you. I have four.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah,
I do too.
You absolutely...
We love a boho. Yeah.
So there's the...
She's a boho.
She's a boho. No judgment. Girl in the bikini.
No, God. Your butt's great. I just stare at it.
But that's my point. And I'm going to just talk without judgment of myself. Can I have some wine, please?
I know.
I'm just going to let my flag fly.
There's a... Okay. It's the Sofia Vergara thong, because she South Americans, they just wear thongs, you guys. That's why it's called a Brazilian wax,
or
man.
The Brazilians. Yep, yeah, they go for a demi cup in the butt, if you will.
May I quote another comedian that I thought was really funny? We follow, how do you say her name, Sofia Vergara?
Yeah.
Okay, on Instagram, and she just, God love her, she's
effortless.
She posted two thong photos of
like
her butt,
no big deal.
Which, I mean, obviously, I'd be bragging about it too. But you don't feel like it's bragging from her.
She's just happy to be feminine.
She's like, here's my butt, you guys. So fuckable.
And I'm like, I'm like, hey, Sophia, well done, because that is a great ass. Thank you.
And it was really funny because Howie Mandel, you know, they're on AGT together.
Yes,
his comment was, you should wear that hat more often.
Hilarious.
Yes, which that's exactly. I was like, I'm just going to stare at her hat.
Yeah.
If this camera's looking at me, I'm looking at her hat.
Meanwhile, I'm like zooming in. I'm like, She used a filter.
I see.
Why doesn't she have a filter?
My labia don't look like that.
How'd she pack it all into that suitcase?
I don't know.
That's an eyeglass case.
Because she had that kid suitcase. Young. I know.
She's got the situation figured out.
I would need a man's thong to get all that in there.
They make them.
Man's thong speedo to get all that packed in there.
I would look like a man. What happened would be out like, there?
Kristen, you need to shave or wax before you do a thong. Because right now it just looks like you've bagged and tagged a bear. In one of those old school nets. Like you put it over, you dug a pit and it fell in. And...
It's like a hairy creature got caught in like one of those trap nets.
Yes.
It's like, ah.
She's at the beach and people are like, they got to clean up these fucking beaches, man. Yeah,
this is like.
Sorry, I'm swearing about Kristen's body hair.
This is seaweed situation. And you know what? I'm going to do me. Okay. You know what? I'm not wearing one yet. We're about to go to a girls trip and I might just freak everyone out. But let me get to the most important part. I'm going to describe
it. I'm going to get one. I'm going to have it ready.
I think you should. You could pull it off more than anybody. Like, you've got a nice round butt. Listen, the thing I like about the thong is I feel like the derriere is not, like, embraced enough. And, like, it is one of those things, like, the bigger and the rounder, the better it looks. And when I recently went to Arizona and I stayed at the Hyatt and I went by the adult pool on my way to the kids slide for myself and... The women are wearing the thongs, and it does not matter your size or your shape or your cellulite or your tan or your posture. Everybody's wearing them. So I'm like, in my head, I'm like, this feels like sexy and empowering to me, but I can't exactly figure out why. Because I'm like, I think I worry about if I wore one, everyone would look at me and go, oh my God. Her butt's kind of misshapen. She's got cellulite. Or would I be like, I'm getting a tan on my butt cheeks, y'all?
That's my worry is people are going to be like, well, that looks more like a trapezoid that got kicked down the stairs and chipped in a couple places more than it does a butt.
But what if you just don't think that? What if you just don't think that for a day and you wear one?
Well, I do think that your butt is largely meat, but the butt is in a really difficult situation because it has... It has two jobs. Number one is, it is a sexual thing.
What are you talking about on anniversaries only?
No, I'm not talking about having sex in the butt. I'm talking about just people look at it.
Sorry, whoops.
Universally, we can all say, hey, that's a great butt. If it is a great butt, like it's muscular, it's up high, it's whatever. Yeah. Like we can all agree on what a great butt is. So it does have that job to be a sexual object.
It's a come hither.
But you guys, it also poops. So it's a tough situation. So there's a part of me that, like with my kids, I tell them, like Delilah, I'm like, you don't wear a swim cover up because that, and you're in the pool, you're covered up by water.
Oh my God, you are so fun.
What? Really brought that mood down. What? Well, it's a hard, where I'm at, that's what I got to navigate is I don't want people looking at your butt. Now, me, do I want to feel alive? Do I want people to look at my butt and think it's a nice butt? Yeah, I do. But I tell you what, I wear a full coverage brief. I got a little tan line. I'm not going backwards. I can't do a thong right now. It looks like
you need one day.
It looks like I'm wearing a white big brief with a stripe in the middle of it.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
I will. You know I will.
You are somebody that would do it.
I would do it.
I don't think I should do it, but I feel like I want to do it.
I think you'll do it just to shock me. I think that
the shaving alone will be something I need to start like in the next 20 minutes just to make it onto the flight tomorrow. Yeah, I know
what your spa treatment's going to be.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Hey,
why is the full staff busy today? Why is that full? Nobody can give me a facial. Why not? I just need a manicure.
I'm not doing that.
Okay.
I will take my chances.
Wait, you got to do it a little bit.
I'm going to do it a little bit. Thank you very much. Okay. But I'm going to do it myself. I don't want anybody going up there with hot wax and then yanking on it.
No, you got to shave a little. I don't want you looking like a couple of coconuts, Kristen. being carried in a tote.
You make it sound like I have giant testicles.
I don't know. I don't know what you have going on down there because you've never worn a thong around.
They're perfectly reasonable testicles. I have perfectly reasonable testicles. I don't even know why it has to be a thing. I'm drinking Chardonnay and I don't even drink Chardonnay.
Delicious Chardonnay. It's called accomplice.
It's Carter Lux's accomplice. And buy tickets to our show for Hawk and stuff right now. Back to thongs.
Yeah.
So the thing that I loved about these women wearing them is like there was something that I just could not stop looking at everybody's butt, but I had zero judgment as I was looking at the butt. Here's the truth. Even when I was a fit 20-something, I would go to the beach. I never looked at a woman that was, quote unquote, out of shape or something and was like, why are you wearing that? I looked never. At myself. Absolutely. And I was like, oh, this doesn't look good on you. Why are you wearing this? And now I see pictures of myself and I'm like, you were perfect.
A little swimsuit with a couple of toothpicks sticking yeah. out of the bottom.
And then
the
once I got the equipment up top, someone stopped me.
Then it was like a couple of marshmallows toothpicks stuck in it and yep. a little tiny swimsuit put on it.
Yeah, that's 100%. You just described the hottest summer I've ever had. I had one summer that I was like, I kind of am pulling this off. And then I was like,
yeah.
I've never felt very confident in a swimsuit anyway.
Nobody has.
Yes, you have. You're full of it. You went to like lakes and stuff when you were like 14 in bikinis and you were fine with it because you never considered yourself. You never were like, oh, this is.
Yeah.
You'd never looked in the mirror and were like, oh, I shouldn't like this part of myself. So it wasn't you were confidence. Actually in advance.
It wasn't confidence. It was ignorance.
That's different. It's still confidence.
It wasn't until I was in college and heard people talking about their bodies that I was like, oh, am I not supposed to like this about? Like, am I supposed to be critical of this?
But most people are critical at a very young age, I yeah. feel like. Like,
yes, they
I
are.
Would look in the mirror and I was like, why am I just like all inseam and no hips and no boobs and I'm 14. It was really hard. I never felt, and also the suits of our generation, they're back. They might have been back and gone, but it was those ones that look like a sports bra, but they're tied at the sides. So the sides go up really high.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those?
Like the body glove.
The body glove and then the middle. I mean, I was thick middled and then skinny legs and like a super high inseam. Do you want to know what suit looks the worst on you? That one.
Yeah.
As soon as those untied and I could wear like a two-piece that had like a higher waist, I was good to go. But that was a nightmare.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess I think I knew that other people like looked good in swimsuits and I didn't. I was like, oh, well, that's their thing.
Buy a thong.
I'll buy a thong and I'll wear
a thong.
I'll
buy a thong and one of some, and there will be two comments. Wow, that looks great. And the other one is, wow, you're so brave. And we know that one of those is going towards me and one of those is going towards you.
No, that's not true at all. Actually, those jeans that you're wearing right now, they're new. And you were like, well, they're big on you right now.
Yeah, they're a little big.
Yep. I know, because you've been doing all your stuff.
No, but
and
I
your butt's
really
up high.
I shit the bed for the last 2 days. I just enjoyed. I went to bed last night and I wasn't even hungry. And I was like, I'm going to just eat a sleeve of crackers.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Why? I didn't even want them. They were delicious.
I had 3 Rice Krispie treats in one night.
I can eat lasagna and never get full. What does that mean?
That lasagna is delicious.
And perfect. It's a perfect food.
Yeah.
It's the meal I want to eat on the way out.
Sure. Nobody's.
If they're like, she died because she ate too much lasagna, I'd be like, I think there's worse ways to go.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
If somebody's like, I don't like lasagna, I'm like, what medically is wrong with you?
Yeah, why? What about pasta and cheese and a little bit of meat sauce?
Some little
is
spicy
it perfection
stuff?
Yeah. All put together, and it also comes
like
in a convenient loaf. Four kinds
of cheese, yeah.
Like,
stupid.
I think you're dumb if you don't like lasagna.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you probably look a lot better in a thong than me, but you know what? People are going to be like, she likes lasagna. I like going to her house. I don't want to eat kale chips. I can eat brownies all day. Remember when I ate a pot brownie on stage? Hopes
yeah. Oh, God.
Didn't
Do
know
I remember
that was
that?
A thing.
Yeah. I remember that very well. Because
was
it
that
was...
Vegas? I have no memory.
I think I blacked it out. But yeah, Vegas. I'm pretty sure it was
all
Vegas.
All I remember is I ate this brownie and everybody was laughing. And then I got cold. And I was like, uh-oh,
why is everybody trying to kill me?
And then I remember we had a quick change, and it was the first time that I've ever done a quick change that took 25 minutes.
Well,
Jen was putting my sock on.
We usually do it in like a minute and a half while a video rolls. And this time, Kristen was just sitting in a chair, like, talking about wallpaper.
No, I was talking about the show. I was having like a real sentimental moment, and I remember very clearly, I was like, isn't this cool, Jen? Like... get to be in front of all these women. We could have this minute together. And Jen was like, shut up and get on your shoes.
What
and
are
like,
you doing?
You are not dressed.
It and was like Weekend at Bernie's trying to get this like into a leotard. It was so hard, you guys.
I know. I just
had
remember
lighting
my feet,
guy
my
in
hands
there, like,
were
just,
light. I was like, I don't want anyone to tell me what to do right
hold
now.
Hold her legs straight. Hold her legs straight. I got to get under these hoes.
Aaron was trying to pull the leotard up. And I was like, why are you guys stressing out right now? Why is there people trying to kill me?
Simultaneously wonderful and...
hilarious. And yeah. Then I had to do a dance routine and I'm like, am I keeping up with the tempo? Or
nope, she was doing her own
thing. I was kind of like two steps, three steps behind the whole time.
Yeah.
I felt great.
But you know what? I feel like that's how Elvis did most of his shows. It's totally fine. So if you're in Vegas, you do as the Vegas
does. You did you do as the Vegas does. And here's the thing: I felt like the audience was more with me than they were with you because they were half
most
of them
were high,
and half of them were hammered. So I think they were like, "She's got moves for days."
It was even either they were with their super high wingman or they were like the chaperone for the night. So everybody was totally good, which is a great place to go see thongs because I remember going to at the Palms, staying at that hotel, and I was there.
Fancy. I just always stayed at, like, Treasure Island.
Super not fancy, but I've stayed there, too. But also Palms.
What do you mean?
We didn't stay at the...
You stayed at the Palms. That's a fancy hotel.
It's, like, $79 a night.
That's
like,
fancy Vegas. I was, like, in a $12 with a buffet.
This is literally in my adult life, Kristen. This is not when I was in my... This was, like... Because the
like
Palms is not that old.
2 years ago?
And we were not staying at, like, the penthouse. So this was... My husband and I were staying there for two nights, and I was there for work, and we go down to the hotel pool, and I was like, well, I'll be damned. Everybody's in a thong. That's... Here I am in a...
Sensible
one piece from Target.
Yep.
Thank you, Isaac Mizrahi, for putting me in something I'm not ashamed of. And then everybody goes and makes me feel like a big turd.
Yeah, you're like, what are you hiding? Did you it is such a weird thing because there is like I remember having a very impactful moment at one of those very bougie rooftop pools in LA.
Yeah.
I think it was the Standard, which is like I mean you walk in and it's like feels like you've walked in, you've accidentally tripped and gone into like a party with supermodels. You're like, this doesn't feel right. Like, I don't know what's going on here.
I don't have an accent.
Why? Well, I do, why are you so hot and interesting and like I'm a mess?
Yeah.
So
and literally, why are we Facebook friends 14 years later? Because so many of them I am.
I know. Why? Jen, it's always like, let's be friends on Facebook. I can give you coupon codes. And they're like, thank you.
I lost
so
a lot
much.
Of them on MySpace, which is great, but. Now I'm like, I'm seeing these people that were hard partiers and they're like driving a station wagon with four kids. And
they're
I'm
coming
like,
around the bend. It's fair. Everything's fair. I was on MySpace and it was the only place I felt like I could have a boobie picture, which was just a cleavage in a shirt.
Why didn't I? Is that profile still up?
No,
I haven't seen
it's, I mean, come on. It was me wearing, let's be honest, and I'm going to say this wrong and you're going to correct me. It was like an empire waist.
Empire?
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. Fancy. High waist.
Yep.
I was wearing a costume and I happened to have my boobs were up and I took a picture.
Wait, I think
that
I
was
remember
my
this
MySpace
photo.
Picture. And by the way, I had like a half inch of cleavage and I was very excited about it. And then I felt terrible. I took it down.
You were like, oh, my aunts like,
I've done
hate
too,
me. Yeah.
I've done too much. My aunts would have been like, show more.
Yeah.
Like,
oh,
my
that's
Aunt
good.
Joey would have been like, put a tube top on.
That's what's great about aunts.
Yeah,
right?
they're like, always the opposite. My Aunt Rainey would have been like, you need to like show it up. Like, go to Vegas.
Speaking of thongs, and you do have to go back and you have to tell what the variations of thongs are right now, because I think it's important that we say this. So my Uncle Richard, my dad's brother, he and his wife, Pat, you know Pat.
Yes, she's lovely.
My Aunt Pat, she's still loves to party. She's so awesome.
Has a boyfriend.
She's got a boyfriend now.
She like.
I have not met him and I want to. But
she like dates a lot, and she's what? Up of 70?
Oh, up. She's going to be 80. I think
she
just turned
80. Here's the thing. I don't think she's just dating. I think Aunt Pat is getting action.
They party hard. I think so.
I'm on board with that.
1,000%. She's so
she's
sweet.
She's like, very cool.
My uncle was the love of her life. She still says it. She probably says it to her boyfriend. Like, she says, how am I so lucky to have met both of them in my life? Like, that's how sweet
she's
she
awesome.
Is.
She's awesome.
She's
so
great.
That's what I would say.
And she also is really funny, because she and my uncle, they never had kids, but they were like such... They were just so living their lives. He was like, you know why I married your aunt? And I'm like, why? He goes, she had big boobs.
Well, God love her. My dad says he married my mom because she wore hot pants.
See?
I saw them and they were very short.
I love it, because he still thought of her like that.
Sexually.
Forever.
It's kind of what we all want.
Yeah. You want.
We say the other, but we really want. The, like,
all you want to say is down boy for the rest of your life.
Yeah, like,
you feel like a queen.
Yeah, you like want to give a look and know that it's like boing.
Yeah, exactly.
That's not what happens right now. I give a look and my husband's like, what?
Yeah, what do you want? What did I not do now?
Yeah,
what am I in trouble for now?
I'm trying to give you a boner with my look.
Yeah,
and now you've pissed me off. I don't care if you have a boner.
Yeah,
that's what I say.
Then you spoke.
Then you spoke and you ruined it. And I don't care about the story on ESPN.
So my uncle, they always had a boat on Lake Michigan, and just every weekend they were up there like partying on the boat. And my uncle used to make fun of, there was this old guy that would wear a thong Speedo, and he would walk down the jetty just to get like super tan. He'd make fun of him all the time. Next summer we go up there, guess who's got a thong?
Oh, your uncle.
Uncle Richard. He's like 5'6", about 250.
Ooh.
Yep.
As he is wide.
Yeah, if he was leaning over a little bit, you wouldn't even know he had a thong on.
Yeah.
So this is my Uncle Richard. So, of course, he's such a funny guy. And he wasn't at all skeezy. He was awesome. He got all the ladies in the marina he convinced them that his nickname was Big Dick.
Oh, God.
And so he'd walk into
him.
A restaurant and everybody'd say, hey,
Big Dick.
Yeah, he loved it so much. He's a funny guy.
I mean, if you're going to have the name Dick because you're named Richard, you better have fun with it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just going to hate your parents.
He had a great time with it. So I have that big scar on my back.
Yeah,
from
surgery.
Having surgery when I was a baby. And when I was a kid, it was huge. It was all the way across my back.
Yeah.
Like, I've grown into it, and certainly my flank fat has made it, you know, a little...
There's
like,
some benefits.
There's a few benefits. But he asked me one time, he's like, well, what do you wear these big swimsuits for? He's like,
I would have said the exact same thing.
And I said, because I got scar made back. I don't want to wear a two-piece swimsuit. Like, and he goes, all the hot girls are wearing two-piece swimsuits. We got to get you one. And that guy brought me, this was in the 80s. And he brought me to this swimsuit boutique. And again, I say not in a creepy way. He was like, you pick out.
He doesn't sound creepy at all to me. He sounds
like,
really nice.
You pick out two swimsuits and you wear them. He's like, you got to feel confident. You got to feel good about yourself. This coming from a 250-pound
guy who wears a thong.
Wears
we all
thong
need to
bikini.
Take a page from his book.
Absolutely. And he got these two. And they were super expensive. Like, I never had anything this nice in my life. And he got them for me. And I wore them. I still have them.
Yeah, I was going to say, you have one like, that still fits, don't you?
Yeah.
My mom used to sew bra tops in my bathing suits for me.
Aww.
So that I looked like I had a little something going on. And it made me feel like $1 million. It helped a very, like, troubled Kristen who was like, why am I not growing? Like, feel like I was part of, like, I mean.
Yeah, because here's what sucked about swimsuits. When we were growing up,
everything.
It was like. It was just a piece of spandex, and that was like kind of it. Like now, everything's
there's a little
got,
bit of frill. You can get something with a shoulder. You can get something with a cut.
Everything's got like a built-in shelf for like lifters.
There was nothing.
Or they
it
give
was
you
just
cleavage.
And everything was neon. Do you remember?
Oh
like,
God.
I was like, oh great. What do you put on somebody that has a very substantial hair situation? A see-through yellow bathing suit.
Yes, they were made so stupidly.
Yeah, they were ridiculous. Yeah. And I think it is important to invest in a nice swimsuit. I think, why wouldn't you? It's the one thing I've had. I bought this one. It's like a miracle suit, and it has like a built-in like waistline, and I love it, and I wear it, and I've now worn it for 8 years. I'm like, I need to hang this sucker up. Like, the cut isn't even cool anymore, but I don't care. I'm like, I'm so happy to have it. Okay, so back to the model party that I was not invited to, but I happened to go at.
Okay.
Okay, the rooftop party. Here's what was important about that day. I was so self-conscious. I was 28.
Oh, man.
I was so self-conscious because, like, it was like the L.A. Hollywood, everybody was, I don't know if, like, two casting directors were there and they all showed up and decided to wear floss, but I was like, this is my literal hell. I'm good at a barbecue pool party with reasonable people, but this was like, I didn't feel good about this. So, and I've always had cellulite and I've always been self-conscious of it. So I went to the pool party, I'm in the pool, and I look up and there is this gal and she's wearing a mini bikini and she has cellulite from middle to her knees. And she was like a bright, shining star. She was super, having so much fun. She was getting so many drinks and having so much.
Yeah.
Because I was like, look at you loving yourself. And I'm like acting weird and like self-conscious. And if I just like choose not to, could I just be happy? And I wonder if that's the thong contingent. Like, put it on. Don't be weird about it. Don't like walk out and be like, oh God, I'm naked. Like, because then it's over. Like, the world's going to see all your flaws. But if you're just like, I'm going to own this and wear it because I want to.
That's true. That's a thing. You know what? It's not always how well you sing. It's how well you sell it, you know?
You do not have to tell that to someone like me because there is no one that sells singing.
I think it's the same with swimsuits, maybe.
I think there is something to it. I think you have to find a place where, and that's why I think like it's ironic because moms, like, especially when we did the swimming suit video.
Yeah.
So many were sort of feeling like they didn't want to go to the beach. Therefore, they were going to miss out with their kids because they didn't want people to look at them in the suit because their bodies, whatever, weren't what they were. They felt they should be. I'm like, that's, it's so unfair. And it's like motherhood. Yeah. Like, you're already taking care of kids. Then you have this pressure of feeling like a supermodel. This is bullshit. Like, men don't do that to themselves.
God,
but
no.
What I think is like,
my husband will sit in a Speedo and eat a plate of hot wings.
Have you met my husband? Yeah. He thinks Speedos are hilarious. So funny trumps hot.
Yeah.
And then he becomes hot because he's hilarious.
Because, and the confidence thing.
Do you remember when he walked by you wearing the Speedo and you just happened to be like not paying attention?
Yeah.
And no one would find it funnier than Jen Smith. Medley.
Yeah.
It's like he's, and it's not a big Speedo. It's a skinny, teeny Speedo that he bought on purpose.
Yeah.
That comes out every now and then for when people come over or he has to pick up delivery from the door. He loves doing that.
Oh my God.
And then you see the delivery guy go, oh, it's wonderful.
Just like my Uncle Richard.
Just like your uncle. That's who I'm attracted to.
Well, maybe it should be like swimsuits should be like the, you know, they're in sales. There's the foot in the door in the face theory. Like, swimsuit should be like, we should all be expected to wear a thong to the beach so that when we say, oh, fuck, no, I'm not going to do that, we're like, I will wear this sensible Isaac Mizrahi swimsuit from Target and I'm going to get to the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think the thing that is amazing is like women, we do this thing where we're like, I don't deserve to be outside in the sun. But tell me if you've ever seen anything sort of more attractive than a woman being at the beach and like being playful with her kids or like getting in the sand and making a sandcastle or getting like playing volleyball or like, there's something about that to me that like, I feel like if the thing you're most worried about is what people think, what they think is you're badass when you're actually out in it, just living your life like that girl at the pools. I don't know, man. She made me rethink everything. I was like, by some beauty standards, you shouldn't be as happy as you are because the world is telling us, magazines and the media.
Ooh.
But you know what I mean?
Yes.
They're saying like,
yeah, I agree.
Hey, you don't look like Gal Gadot, so shit's over for you. It shows you that there is that other area you can live in, which is like,
look like Gal Gadot. She's good. She's got like, she's all wacky.
She's,
you know,
perfect.
What if I took the time to oil up every day, I'd look better.
But here's the thing, I think average is okay.
Totally. Exactly.
I think it's better than okay. I think it means get out and play with your kids.
Well, here's the other part about thongs and why you stare at people's butts. Not you in specific.
Well, me specifically, but that might be because I'm, you know, I'm enamored.
Yeah, but I remember thinking like I was a big weirdo because if there was like a naked person on TV or like somebody wearing a swimsuit that was really skimpy, I was like, I'm really having trouble making eye contact with them. Like, what's going on here? But it is like that we're
What do you always say? There's always the one person. You don't want to be the one person at the barbecue that makes everybody uncomfortable.
Yeah, you don't want to wear that swimsuit that makes everybody like, oh, we're going to leave.
But I need that person to show up because then I know it's not me.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
But we all know who that person is. Like, you think about your friend group right now. Who's going to be the one that shows up to the swim party and wears the swimsuit that you're all like, well, Jesus, didn't she know there'd be kids here? What's going on?
And my son's like, oh.
And so am I. And so is Kristen. Because
the most... didn't she just win?
It depends. It depends.
I know. Especially if there's kids around. You're like, hey, I don't want to explain some things. Like what a labia is, because yours is hanging out of your suit. So
yeah,
can
tuck it
that
away.
Might work here's, for here's, me. At the yeah.
Here's a Colin Speedo is extra. He's not wearing it right now. You can put it on. But like the whole thing about skin is that you can't help but look at it because we're animals. And yeah. That's like the most beautiful thing to us. So it doesn't matter what you look like. It's still the most beautiful thing in the area. Like your big ass. And I mean you by me. I'm not talking
and
about.
And me by mine.
I'm talking about every ass out there.
Yeah.
Because all of them probably feel big except for the small percent that don't.
Because the small percent wants the bigger one. So they go get
Absolutely.
Stuff shot into
Put
it.
Into it.
We're never God. Happy.
Absolutely. So what you could be by the, you could be in that thong swimsuit by the most beautiful sunset. But you know what the most beautiful thing is? Those hot cheeks sticking
yeah.
out. Especially
the hot
to
cheeks.
Your husband, man.
I think the butt is a really sexy feature. And I kind of feel like it's the pass where you're like, it doesn't have to be perfect and it's hot.
Yeah.
Whereas like, I think because of my own body, I'm always looking at abs and like waistline because that's the thing I envy most because that's my trouble area. But the ass is an area that I just look at it out of pure enjoyment. And I also think it's a sign of strength. Like a woman with a really athletic
oh God.
Butt
yeah.
is like, I feel like, again, I go back to caveman stuff. I'm like, I'd want to be friends with her because
yep.
that bitch could pull a carcass across
yep.
the bush.
Like that dancer butt or gymnast butt.
Dancer butt. Yeah. I mean, those thighs and those big... I remember we went to...
Volleyball player butt.
Volleyball player butt. I mean, come on. My yep. husband has what we call... I always call it the Sweeney butt because it's this high, round butt. When we were riding horses, his butt needed a saddle all to itself. It's so high. He's got this high round butt. He's always had a beautiful legs and a beautiful round butt, and it fills out jeans. And he has it makes it. It's so he. It's my favorite thing on him.
Aww.
And my daughter has the same round butt and her thick. Like I say that with like muscle. I mean, this girl like when she flexes, like it's her entire
yeah.
leg is just like meaty muscle. And I'm like,
yeah.
God, I wonder, like, if she was wearing a thong, I'd be upset about it, but then I'd be like, just wait 5 years when I don't get to say anything.
I know, it's awesome. We don't appreciate it. And somewhere out there, there's somebody looking at my butt, and they're like, you know what? I like those flaps. I like those flaps that hang
over
the back
of her
legs.
You do not have flaps. You have a very nice round butt.
Well...
Get a thong.
Now that I know you're such a connoisseur.
I'm not. I just did a lot of grazing when I was like gazing, not grazing.
Whoa!
That I also.
Oh. What happened when you were in Scottsdale?
You guys, I hooked up with another couple at the adult pool. They were really fun.
I tell you what, that's, I know.
We know that would not happen. We know that I would run and hide in a bathroom.
Not my husband, but his friend who's like the nicest guy I've ever met in my life. Like seriously.
Who? Are you going to tell me somebody who's a swinger?
No,
oh.
He's not a swinger, which makes it all the funnier. He's a really nice guy. I think he's like a special education teacher. Like he could not be nicer. But his brother brought him to like one of those hedonism resorts as like a bachelor present.
What's that?
Where you're there just to hook up with randos and
Wait,
like
you
a
go ho- you go to the resort?
Yeah,
do they have a spa package?
It's no kids.
I'm confused. Wait, what do you do there? You just bang people? For, like,
I think
they,
so. It's called.
But it's
look at listen. Listen again. Here's. It's called hedonism.
Hedonism.
You know what that word means?
Yeah. Well, I think it has to do something with you just.
Yeah.
Get sex a lot.
Yep. And it's the
Wait,
name of the
for
resort.
For me. You go to the resort and I gotta have sex.
You lost where I was going with
yep,
this story.
Yep. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So unbeknownst to him, he's like, "Let's go on this guy's trip. Sounds great. I love the beach." Shows up and it's like just. He's like, "I'm literally married." I'm married and I teach special education. And what am I doing here?
What is that? What does that concierge look like? Is it like, hello, welcome. Hand jobs are on the second floor.
Yes.
Blow jobs are on the third floor.
May we call you a personal masseuse? May we? I don't know. I have no idea because I'm not going there. I've never been there.
Ew, ew, ew. You know, everybody. I don't want anything to be that overt.
I'm a germphobe. Lie about it, everybody. We're from Nebraska. You lie about it, people.
It's like Burning Man. Like, it's the last... People that should... I've been twice. People that haven't... want to be naked are the ones...
What?
This is in opposition to my comment about the friggin' thong. Because what I will say... Yeah, twice. One time... Never mind. Don't worry about it. But I went and I was like, oh, I've heard everybody walks around naked. Do you want to know who walks around naked?
Old guys.
Old guys. And I'm like, I would rather not see your testicles dragging in the dirt.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though.
I don't know. That feels like
it's not attractive. Okay. Mostly because I'm like, you don't even have a job. Like, you're the most unattractive.
Unemployed testicles. Unemployed testicles are different than employed testicles.
Okay. Yeah. Especially if they're, you know, very well-to-do testicles.
And that does not include stay-at-home dad testicles, because those are huge and great.
Those are huge and great, and I have a pair of those at home.
They look like coconuts.
They look like coconuts. They belong to my husband. They do not belong to me. I got to go over to another conversation because all I want to do is look up a hedonistic resort.
And the AC's turned off.
AC's off. I'm like sweating. I'm like, is it because I'm talking about Jen's butt and a thong or what?
Looks like our girl trip's going to like go to Cabo.
I double dog dare you to wear a thong. I think you will. Miss Sally will wear one for sure.
Fuck yeah, she will.
She won't wear pants. I think she should wear a mask only. That's what I think. And I will
pay her.
Those are
some great boobs. I'll tell you that.
I will tell you right now. I will literally pay her money. I don't have to pay her money. I will double dog dare her like a third grader and she'll take it.
She'll do it. She'll do it. I'll do it. I dare you.
Now we're going to. You know I'm shy.
I'm going to go to Target right now and see if they got any thong. No.
I take risks on stage, not in my life.
You're not going to do it. You said you have a thong.
I have a high-waisted swimsuit bottom.
What does that mean?
I think it just goes up on my butt, but it does look like a thong when I want it to. Like if I,
I'll do
if
one
I
of those
halfer.
I'll do one of those high V's.
Do a high V.
I'll do a high V. I'm not doing a real thong.
No,
I'll do a Baywatch suit. I'll do a Baywatch suit.
You've already got one like that.
Actually, you know what? I do. Remember, I got that one when we were on the road that I was.
Remember, and you wore it with
it says firecracker.
Oh my God! Yes.
Yep.
I remember when we were backstage, it was the one time our kids...
I'm
going
to wax my lower back for that one.
I get you. I'm probably going to have you wax my lower back. We were at a show one time. We were in the backstage, and we had the kids with us for the first time ever. We brought them out on stage and introduced them. And that's when Finn told his whole class that mommy makes money by wearing naked clothes, because we ended the show in Spanx. But I remember you were wearing...
Crystal who's like, mine too.
Mine too. Yeah, like, oh, it's weird. My mom makes more money than you. I'd be like, yeah, that's probably right.
Good for her.
But you wore a thong with your underpants with leggings underneath.
Yeah, totally.
Do you remember Eleanor being like... Like, why is Miss Jen wearing such a thing?
It's the...
Because it's funny.
It's a picture of kids being very scared. It doesn't make me feel great about
my you know what?
Life choices.
They're fine. When they go to college and it's paid for, they can talk about it to their therapist after that. I do not feel bad about it.
Who's your hot flash?
Okay, you guys. Hot flash. Big time. Less about the actor and more about the character.
Oh boy.
But this person has changed my life. My hot flash is Ted Lasso. And it's not just him. It's the show. It's the show. I might say this. How much Chardonnay have I had? It's because this thing is killing my ear.
It's real toasty in here too.
Whew. I think he's changed the way I think about things. So Ted Lasso, it is a series based on a American football coach from Kansas City, from Wichita.
Yeah.
Moves to London to coach a soccer team. He's never played the sport.
Football.
So it's these Brits. It's a mix of different people from different parts of the world that come to play football in London. And like everybody calls him a wanker. They hate him.
They chant it.
Obviously, throughout, everybody falls in love with him because he is ultimately positive. Yeah. And what it is, and like improv, you learn this, that like a scene can be a yes and scene. It can be a an agreement scene. Like you can literally have a scene in your life or a scene on stage where all you're doing is agreeing and it feels really good.
Yeah.
This entire series is like an example of an agreement scene. And it's yeah. so good and full and rich. And you think that you've like, they always start with their best joke. So you're like, well, where are they going to go now? And it only gets better. And
yeah, it's not about
my favorite.
It's not about like necessarily agreeing with the person no. that you're in the scene with. You're just agreeing what the reality is. You're
exactly.
like accepting this is where I'm at in life and going with that.
Exactly. It's not, it you're right. And I think when you see the show, you'll see what we're talking about in that you feel like conflict comes from a natural place. It doesn't come from the humans that are having a back and forth. It's just like you like him despite yourself.
Yeah.
You like the characters despite themselves. It's just wonderful.
Yeah.
I can't recommend it enough. I'm in love with Ted Lasso. I've always loved Jason Sudeikis. I know he can rub people the wrong way sometimes, but I think for me, he's like nothing but hot in a bottle.
Okay.
But this is him coming out of nowhere, showing his real, and there's like vulnerability there and the way he is emotive. Cause yeah. like nothing bugs me more than when actors are like, I'm just going to be really still. Cause that's a thing.
Yeah.
I like animation. I like
yeah.
people that talk with their hands as I talk with my hands right now. And I'm a huge, huge,
I'm going to tell you
fan.
My favorite and least favorite part of what I've seen so far.
How dare you have a least favorite part? I don't understand.
Oh, you'll agree with me. Mm. You'll agree.
Okay.
My favorite is probably the darts scene.
It's wonderful, isn't it?
Oh my God, it's so good.
Did you cry a little bit? I like found myself like smiling and crying.
No.
I don't want to talk about it too much, but yeah,
wow,
I was overwhelmed.
Good for you. This, I think, is it that same episode maybe? He makes this decision that means he won't see somebody.
I know.
That part, I was like, I can't watch this.
It's yeah.
too upsetting.
Well, but I think it's a reality, and I actually appreciated that they played the reality, and it's not forever, and like I think
yeah.
it's it struck me too, and that scene where there's so much I don't want to give any
yeah,
we could
I know
do an entire podcast on Ted Lasso.
They're not paying us to promote it, but
we're,
it's good
not
watch
at all.
It watch
I want
it.
Us to be on it. I'm like, hey, yeah, Lasso
if,
people.
Hey, if you're listening, Lasso people, we'd make a really great football
fan. Football
the
couple.
Yeah.
Who just have accents and
yeah.
are there for
we
no
can,
reason. Or we could play as sisters. I think we could play Wichita Sisters better than anybody.
Oh, God, are you kidding
with
me?
Him and like all we do is bookend him and give him advice in a positive
That's
manner.
My grandma and my aunt, they're from Wichita.
There we go.
Yeah.
And he's got the Wichita accent, which we all love.
Yeah.
And he reminds me of it reminds me of why I'm so proud to be from the Midwest and like what Midwestern people do. And it is sort of that like, I'm not going to be downtrodden. I'm going to say, kind of come up. I'm going to,
yeah.
it's instead of a dismount, you're like kind of like up mounting
a
little
think,
bit.
I think real life too, he is from Kansas.
He is.
So
he absolutely
we
is.
We get to
and,
support our own.
And Brendan Hunt,
which one's that one?
He is the coach. He's the best friend. He created it with Jason.
Oh, okay.
And he was a big IO improviser and was like kind of like struggling and making his way and then had this idea and he did the smart move where he did not make himself the central character. He was the creator and he knew that Jason Sudeikis would play that
yeah.
role and he'd probably get it made because he's famous. And I think that Brendan Hunt is another character in there that I think is such a wonderful example of just a friendship that's rooted
in
history.
Is he the really quiet friend?
Yep.
Okay.
He's the quiet friend who in a look does everything that you think you need more and you don't. He's just there to be like, I get this guy. I get this guy. And I'm on board for all of it. I've watched the entire season twice. I can't get enough of it.
Sounds wonderful. At any point, you've watched more than I have. Does he wear a thong?
God, I freaking hope because now I've got
That's
a
why
lot
you're watching
to go
it,
on.
Isn't it? You're just watching
for season
to wait
two
and see.
That there's
yeah.
a real
we'll
flaw
see.
Situation.
We'll see.
We will report back about Jen's thong situation. Hopefully, we'll post something on the I Mom So Hard podcast page of her not being a chicken shit. Okay, you guys, thank
Apologies
you so
in advance.
Much. Apologies.
Bye-bye.